You know, a lot of times people look at, like, they'll do these kind of surveys, and people will say, well, what do you look at first in a person's face? And I know that men often say that they look at women's lips.
Mm-hmm.
So if they look at their lips, what is that going to tell a man about them?
Okay. There are at least four types of lips, and keep in mind there's thousands of features. I probably know about 300 to 400 accurately, you know, where I know what they mean. The lips, one example of very small lips, that would be where the lip shape is tinier or the same size as the mouth shape. This would be found, Henry VIII killed four wives, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And like Russell Crowe also has a very tiny mouth. This can either be rich fantasy life or dangerous to cross swords with. The dictator of North Korea has a very tiny mouth. So it means the person is watching for other people's motives. You know, they can be achievement-oriented or self-absorbed. These are all possibilities. You always want to look at the whole face. Another example of lip structure is when the mouth is very wide and full, and this would be like Julia Roberts, where I think Barbara Streisand also, very wide, full mouth in Julia Roberts' case. This is very generous and affectionate, would be a really good mom. Another example in the mouth is when you're looking at the two lips, Carrie, and the upper lip is narrow and the lower lip is full. And I'm thinking of George Clooney. He's the one I'm visualizing right now. And what this means in people, this is a facial feature for employers that you want to find if you have an employee who does confidentiality work. And what the narrow upper lip means with the low fuller lip is that you take in information and you don't gossip. Now,
wow.
The other lip structure, the one that is only found in 5% of the population, is that the upper lip is very full and the lower lip is, you know, very thin. And what this means is the person likes to know when they give something where that is going. For example, when I do individual sessions in San Diego, I'll have someone with that lip structure, and I'll say to them, let's say you send something to the Salvation Army. You want to know exactly what happens to it, or you donate something. You want to know where it's going, and they always answer yes. Whereas for me, I don't even know. That's not an interest of mine. So the lips will tell you also, the key with the lips is your emotional intimacy style, how much you're willing to give and receive in intimate relationships. Two other examples, very full lips. I'm trying to think of some Angelina Jolie has both full and wide lips, a wide mouth, and very full lips, which is fair. I like things to be fair. What I give, I like to receive, you know, when possible. Also, let me think of the other example. Going through all the lips in my mind, keep in mind there are thousands of these. So balanced lips is, again, fairness. When the lips, for example, are very thin, very narrow, thin, like in Jeff Dahmer, the criminal Jeff Dahmer, are very tight. McCarthy in the 1950s, his lip structure was very tight or very thin lips. And this is someone who at times, depending on the whole face, of course, if they're very thin by nature, it means they're very businesslike. If this is your boss, they will not want you to ask about their daughter Virginia's surgery. They find that too personal. So they stay to business and can be a little cold emotionally or dangerous, depending on the rest of the facial features. You always want to look at the whole face again.
What would indicate, I mean, I'm fascinated, so
okay.
If you don't mind, what would indicate dangerous if you have a person who has lips like that? What else would we be looking for?
Okay. Now, keep in mind, we can do a whole show if you were, if listeners are interested. I teach criminology on a college level, and the way I got this information is after September 11th, I had contacted some of the federal agencies, and they downloaded photos to me, and from that, I developed a system of patterns of facial features that were repeatable in World War II spies and criminals and felons and rapists and, you know, people from all over the world who not related to any ethnic background whatsoever, but who had severe psychological challenges and or a criminal past. And some of those features, and you can see this now when you start watching TV, often the Westerns, you know, they choose villains who have these features. One is, for example, you have to be looking straight ahead at eye level with someone. And if you do this, Carrie, you can see in someone who is having a lot of emotional challenges the white under their eyes. And the white I'm referring to is not the lower lid part, but it's the, what's called in medicine, we call it the sclera, which is the white part of the eye. You know, the pupil is the dark part, the white part. But you have to be looking at eye level, and you can see the white underneath. For example, Public Enemy Number One, John Dillinger, had complete white around his eyes. One time when I was in my home in North County, San Diego, and I went into Bank of America, this was like 6 years ago, and I was putting my money on the counter, and I just happened to turn around and looked up at someone who had white all around his eyes. I took my money and ran out of the bank as he was putting on his ski mask.
Oh,
and
my
he robbed the bank. So these are very accurate, repeatable features, and you want to pay attention.